At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded.
Dear audience here at the Medica in Düsseldorf, and also welcome to everybody listening in on the conference call. We are here to present first the third quarter results that we published today, and then this will be followed by future presentations that unfortunately will be reserved only for the people here in the audience. Maybe that can serve as a stimulus and motivation for more people even to show up next year. I would expect that the 3Q presentation, as usual, would take 15 to 20 minutes. We would then go into a Q&A session and then sequentially move into the feature presentations, and even then after that, the guided tours of the large CGM stand here at the Medica. Moving into the presentation, slide number two. Today, we present a quarter broadly in line. We would say not quite the slam dunk performance we had in Q1 and Q2 in terms of organic revenue growth, but all in all, respectable and solid figures that will carry us to a solid year, 2012, once the year is done in about 6 weeks. Moving to slide three. We have, for an extended period, established a level of profitability around 23% operating margin. If we adjust the figures on this slide for the cost of restructuring the Netherlands, which we charged here in the third quarter, we are now trending upwards from this level, which is consistent with the visions that we have given for the long-term margin development of our business. Slide number four, costs of goods and gross margin. They are inherently stable in CGM. We have a very stable and consistent business model. On the margin, we are slightly up on gross margin this quarter, only because some of the revenue that we had on the hospital side was really related to low-margin pass-through equipment and third-party hardware, software revenue, which then also leads to a slightly lower level of cost of goods and a slightly higher level of gross margin. But all in all, we are at, to say, 81%, 82%, 83% gross margin, and that is the nature of our business model. Turning to slide number five, personnel expenses. Since the sizable transaction of Laue Fischer mid-year last year, we have worked from a level of personnel expenses of, say, 50+ million euros per quarter. As we will see on a slide later in the presentation, we have certainly focused a lot on operating efficiency over the last 12 months, and we do begin to see results of this in our personnel expenses, which directionally are trending or are at a slightly lower level than what we've had, say, in the past 6 to 12 months, while producing the same type of output, again, leading to higher operational efficiency. Moving to slide six, the other expenses, very easy to estimate in CGM. It is around 30% of our personnel expenses, going a bit up and down per quarter. Slide number seven, operating cash flow. Again, an area which is easy to forecast and estimate in CGM. We get most of our cash in Q1, and then lower figures in the following quarters of the fiscal year. Again, profile very consistent and predictable. Slide number eight. Again, in this quarter, CapEx was easy. We built a health center for our employees in Koblenz. Other than this, there was nothing special in terms of CapEx in Q3 2012. Which then leads to slide number 9, our balance sheet. Given the low level of CapEx and stable trading, there has only been minor changes to the balance sheet in the last 3 months. At slide 10, we have the overview of our segments with bullets and names for our subsegments, and we now go into some of the details per these subsegments and how they developed in the third quarter. Just a brief glimpse then on the sequential revenue development, everything included on slide 11. The total growth figure was 4% year on year. As can be seen by looking into the figures, you know, our high margin, rock solid AIS business is, on top of being rock solid and profitable, also the growth engine currently in CGM. And we are, of course, very happy with this part of our business. It's only then natural that we start, well, on slide 12, briefly just to say that in terms of year-on-year effects inorganic from acquisitions, we are now left with the Microbyes in Holland and the FPF acquisition in Italy, both in the IS space, which contributes 2.9 million euros of revenue. Then we start on slide 13 on the AIS development. Again, rock solid figures, organic growth 6%. If you look into the last 3 years, we've been kind of in the 6 to 8% organic growth range. That's also where we've done recent transactions. We grow by selling more products and services to our existing customers. You know, with a business that has almost 80% recurring revenue, having 6% organic growth actually points to quite significant increases in sales revenue. US, probably more so-so, hasn't been a very easy quarter in terms of growth. Looks good in euros, but on dollar terms, it's more or less flat. There's a slide later on that, but I think the main takeaway from the AIS is that that is really the rock-solid foundation of our business with a very positive development. On the pharmacy side, again from profile, we see that on slide 14. Again, a business with 80% recurring revenue. Wasn't a big quarter in terms of incremental sales, but all in all, a decent delivery in then the Q3, which inherently from incremental revenue is also the slowest because of holiday execution, predominantly in Germany. Hospital side, slide 15, that's where we saw some of the revenue weakness in the quarter. We had a very good delivery in this area, more than what we expected in Q1 and Q2. Comes a little bit back to earth in Q3. Most of the reduced volume, fortunately, is in third-party hardware and software components, so it doesn't really impact our profits that much. But hopefully we can swing some of this back in Q4 to end the year also with a respectable growth figure and a decent performance in our hospital business. Our communication and data business, this was an area where we gave clear guidance when we reported on Q2. The new certification rules in Germany would reduce revenue by approximately 1.5 million euros year on year, is what we said, and more or less spot on, this is where we ended up. And just to show that we see this as a stable level, this is more or less exactly where we will also end up in Q4 this year. Again, related to Q4 last year, the difference will be about 1.5 million euros. Short comment on the other HCS area. Yeah, there is some growth in workflow and decision support, but it's relatively modest at 4%. We now move to slide 18, separate slide on the U.S. development. We have now for about a year published also booking figures to give some forewarning on how developments are. I would say that the third quarter didn't quite end up as we planned and worked for. It was a tough quarter. We saw that experienced by many participants. We remain consistent with our strategy in the U.S., which means to address small and mid-sized practices with efficient and, say, small-scale software solutions, much along the framework of how we run the business in Europe. We still have rock-solid belief in this approach. Third quarter, again, was not easy to see results. We see this in booking figures that are down year on year. But we still have a decent size of the business momentum. Probably not a whole lot will happen in the fourth quarter, even though there are six more weeks to go. But all in all, we need to give it a little bit more time, again, with the strategy of dealing with the small and mid-sized practices, which inherently have a lot of growth yet to come from adopting electronic health records in the U.S. Now some two, three slides on just main other operational developments. Just to reiterate what we said in Q2, yes, there is a revenue loss from the changed regulation. However, this will be reclaimed beginning in the fourth quarter from the adapted AIS business model, which all in all relates to the same products and service areas. It's just that payment shifts from the pharma companies to the doctor customers using our prescription database. So this will then come back as added revenue in Q4 this year. On personnel expenses, we are now on page 20, just to show the hard figures from what I commented under personnel expenses. We had 3,602 people 12 months ago. Then we bought two companies. And if you take the difference then to where we are today, it's about 188 FTEs, which is pretty much exactly 5%. So actually in these 12 months, we have gained about 5% efficiency in our organization. And this even includes significant increases to our sales force in key markets. You will meet some of these people presenting in the future presentations later on. So certainly we've done hard work and focused on operations to make sure that we live by our promise to manage the business for higher margins as we go forward, not losing any kind of our sight on organic growth and growing the business in general. So this leads us then to the last slide of this presentation. There is no change to our guidance. In hard figures, we see revenue to be in the range of 450 to 460 million euros. It's probably likely that all in all we will end up in the lower part of this range in terms of revenue. In terms of operating income, EBITDA, we will end up in the 100 to 105, probably in the higher end of this range. So which would make for a very good year for CGM 2012. And since it's only six more weeks left to the year, it's probably unlikely that any type of M&A activity would impact these figures in any material way. That means that on slide 22, sites are beginning to be set on next year. And here is the roadmap in terms of reporting and checkpoints for 2013. We will present the full year results on a preliminary basis February 1st. That's also when we will give the specific guidance for 2013. And then we follow much the same pattern as this year in terms of AGM and interim reports, of course, with a big highlight of the year being the Q3 report as we are celebrating today at the Medica here in Düsseldorf. This then brings us into the Q&A session. I think we will start with the live audience here in Düsseldorf. The audience on the conf call can already now queue up by pressing star and one. Again, we will start with questions from the audience here live in the conference room. We start then with Uwe Schupp.
Yeah, Uwe Schupp from Deutsche Bank. Yeah, thanks for taking the question. Three questions, actually. Firstly, you mentioned in your quarterly report that there was a restructuring in the Netherlands. Could you just shed some light on that? What is the background here, and do you expect further restructuring expenses in the quarters to come? Second question, you indicated that indeed the U.S. had a relatively sluggish growth in the quarter. Can you comment on profitability as well, please? And then lastly, on the pharmaceutical business, again, I think revenue was actually not too impressive. Did it meet your internal expectations? And maybe more broadly, given the structural pressure that the pharmacies have in Germany, do you expect that this could also impact your revenue going forward, i.e., could revenue even fall in one quarter or the other? Thanks.
So in terms of the Netherlands, today we have a business in the Netherlands with annual turnover of about 25 million euros. This was put together through two transactions. One was when we bought the Euronet Ascom 18 months ago, and then when we bought Microbise 9 months ago. They were identical businesses that operated identical organizational structures, and the restructuring was more or less to merge them together function by function under one management, one R&D operation, one sales force, one management and administration, and by that, taking out the efficiencies of scaling up the business. Will there be more? No. That's it. The job is done, and already in Q4, we operate, say, under the efficiency of the new structure. Profitability in the U.S., if I remember correctly, it was 14% EBITDA margin in Q3. The cost base, as in most of our businesses, is stable, so moving up on the margin side still entails in the U.S. to grow the business. As I said, there's still six more weeks to go. The signs weren't too promising, and we are being cautious when we guide for Q4, but certainly we would stay committed to our current cost base and operations in the U.S. and see margin improvements coming from growth there. And then in terms of the pharma business, so Q1, question one, did it meet our expectations? Yes, because actually we have a lot of visibility. That's also why we can pinpoint the coming quarters. And we knew that it would be about 1.5 million, and that's the outcome. Q3 actually was 1.4, and we say Q4 will be exactly the same, about 1.5. So far, bookings are being okay for Q1, but it's a sales-driven business, and we have one to two quarters of visibility, but there is really no reason why this business should not be, say, given priority from our customers, given the efficiency in terms of distributing information that we can provide. So I guess we cannot be more specific than this, other than that so far it seems to be running really business as usual, but certainly with certain products now being taken away from the new regulation and having been shifted to the AIS business model. Yeah.
Hello, Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. A couple of questions from my side as well. The first one, refers to the workflow and decision support business area. Maybe you could highlight which products drive the growth there. Then a question on support. You mentioned efficiency gains over the last year. If I look at the marks that support gets, especially for Tuva and Mediastar, my impression was that the gap to providers like Turiya has increased slightly. Okay, Turiya is maybe over-supporting its doctors, but maybe you could comment on this as well. And last question is on the rebranding. What is your vision for the number of products, especially in Germany? Would you, in the long term, probably go for one product to maximize scalability, or would you probably focus on, I don't know, four main products and then probably offer those solutions to the doctors that the specific groups need? Probably a low price solution for the price of a doctor and a high price solution for the specialist. Thank you.
So for the first question, workflow and decision support, we published about one quarter ago that we had a new contract in terms of diabetes management with the Knappschaft Banse. It's not a big contract, but this is at least a new contract. And we've also been able to renew on a longer term basis many of our existing contracts, for example on card trust, so we keep, say, our existing revenue streams and are able to add some new. So I think in the market, which isn't moving a lot, at least there are some signs of small progress. So that's drivers behind that. Efficiency gains, actually the gains that we have taken mostly come outside the areas that you mentioned. We had targets that were set for the Lauer Fischer business, which was taking them from a three-level structure to a two-level structure. Holland is one area that we just commented on. And of course, there have been some notches in the U.S. and elsewhere. So I would actually say in Germany, we mostly run because it's always been our most efficient region. Having said that, we will, of course, keep close eyes on how we are rated in these publicized satisfaction ratings. Third question, branding and products. The short message is there will be no change. Probably the technical insides of some of our products will change. We know they will change. We have scheduled, say, a technical overhaul based on G3 technology first from our Albis product line mid-year next year. Having said that, you will see this when you visit our stand, that they're really, given our size and the size of the German market, and they address very clear segments within the doctor communities in Germany, and we certainly don't want to lose anything related to our, say, ability to address these segments also in the future.
Henrik Lohfuter, HSBC. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, could you shed some more light on the development in the hospital segment, what your expectation is for the coming quarters? And secondly, if you could also elaborate on what caused the slowdown in the U.S., because you're, on the one hand, talking about low penetration in your customer group, but on the other hand, you see a slowing in momentum, if you could elaborate a bit more on that.
So I think the hospital business is inherently more lumpy. So we had 14% organic growth in Q2 and then -7% contraction in Q3. And it's a business where recurring revenue is less than half of the revenue. So of course, it's not an area where we can say micro pinpoint as we can in many of our other revenue streams. We go into next year with a higher order backlog compared to this year. Not significantly higher, but higher. Which would say that if we are able to generate the same type of, say, incremental business, as you know, and we are entering the most important 6 weeks of the year now in our hospital business, then certainly there is a basis also to grow this business for next year. But again, we will have to live with some range of volatility Q on Q. So hopefully we established a slightly weak comp than in Q3 this year for Shining Next Medica in HIS. The U.S., there are many factors. We can only take away that, say, our push to drive EHR adoption in small and mid-sized practices in Q3 didn't give a lot of, say, output. Having said that, some moral support for sticking to our guns for a few more quarters we will see in the coming e-services presentation, where we actually went through all of next year with very meager output from our sales push. And now we see, by pushing and pushing, that we actually start to get significant ramp-up in sales. So right now, we stick to our guns, no change in the U.S., and by all logic, by having good products, good people, and a strong sales culture, we will be able to gradually also get output from this. So we're back to Andreas.
Thank you. It's Andreas Wolf again, Warburg Research. Quick question on the mobile product that you've introduced for doctors. If I got it right, you mainly address the hospital area with these products. And maybe you could also explain whether this is mainly an extension of CompuGroup products or whether this is technology agnostic and can be connected to, I don't know, SAP and whatever you have in the market. What's your gut feeling of the potential of these products? I saw other large software providers as well offering similar solutions, maybe not on based on Android, but usually for iPads and stuff like that. Thank you.
So, of course, inherently mobility in the daily work is actually more important in a hospital than for an ambulatory doctor. As an office-based doctor would sit more or less still and patients would flow by, whereas it's the reverse. The patients would be in a bed and the doctors would move by in a hospital. Of course, it's a little bit the trend that everything goes into, say, different type of touchscreens and pads and mobile devices. Certainly, we see this as an add-on to our existing customers, so we see it tightly linked to our CGM products. We wouldn't launch this and wouldn't feel, I think, competitive if we went with these as modules to third-party installations. I would say it's incrementally something that we can sell to our existing customers in hospitals. And it's probably not a big revenue driver, but again, directionally, this is how we grow our business, by adding more and more of, say, smaller add-on modules and devices to existing customers. And in that respect, this is a good development.
Anna Stark from IKB. I have one question. You have mentioned the introduction of the new price model for the AIS business model. How does it affect your expectations on growth and profitability for next year?
Well, we've said that, say, this change would correspond roughly to the lost revenue in the communication and data. And if that's 1.5 million per quarter, then it's six million down on communication and data revenue and 6 million up on AIS revenue, which would mean that, yeah, as on a group level, it's a little bit of a non-event, but some internal shifts.
Yeah, thanks. Just a strategic question, maybe in terms of M&A, one of your major competitors in France seems to be in, well, shall we say, financial difficulties. And I would be very interested, especially given that Frank is here, to hear his opinion on, well, whether you would consider coming to the rescue of your...
Frank will, of course, not comment anything on this, but whatever he wants to say, he can now respond.
I like Labrun.
Exactly.
First, just to formulate the question really precisely, is it an asset that you look at, or is it just that you say, well, it's in its current structure, it's just not interesting, and we continue to focus on smaller deals?
In principle, it's okay. It's an okay target.
But I'm sure their owners and managers would say the same thing about us. There are certainly so. You know, it's a tough question to give a straight answer to, Herr Schupp. So I think we would leave it at that. But I mean, their business can be subdivided into parts, as can our business. Certainly, there are some parts of this, let's call it French business, which would fit hand in glove with what we do, and other parts are really far, far away. So, you know, but there's nothing new, and I don't know if I would exaggerate, say, difficulty is a very strong word. I think it's still a very good and robust business, which is running reasonably well under its current ownership and management.
Could you just update me or us on the market share situation currently in France? Could it be that it would roughly double your market share?
Yeah, we're roughly the same.
Yeah.
We have about AI in the AI's business. Of course, they run a lot of transactional-based supporting systems on the payment side and on the insurance side, being the state insurance, and also pharmacy software. So, of course, that's where it would be hand in glove. But there's nothing new related to this.
Thanks.
Okay, anyone? Great, then we conclude the 3Q presentation and now move into two feature presentations. The colleagues that will do these presentations will present themselves. I will only say that they both come, or both presentations are from Germany. I think that's more than appropriate given the size of the German business and also the importance of installing growth in this business. So I'm happy now to welcome, to begin with, Carsten Hecker, yes, who will give us an update
Your conference
on
has
everything
ended.
Around
Goodbye.
Our